Welcome back to our Shir in Lekutas Tichas. We are learning Chelik Yud Dalet, Volume 14, the second Sicha for Pashas Nisovim, on page 114. This is the Sicha on a Rashi, so we will look at the Pasuk and the Rashi inside. Then we'll look at the section from Sefer Yehoshua, which relates to the Rashi. Then we'll come back to our Shir in this Ticha. Okay, so here is the Pasuk at the beginning of the Parsha. We'll look at the first three Pasukim. The middle one is the one with the Rashi that we're going to learn. So Moshe Rabbeinu tells all the people, all of you stand today before Hashem, your God. Moshe Rabbeinu had assembled them earlier, as we see at the end of Parshas Kisovoi, Vayikra Moshe El Kol Yisroel. Moshe Rabbeinu called all the people together. So they're all assembled. Who? Roshechem Shivtechem, the heads of your tribe, Zikznechem, your elders, Vishoitrechem, your officers, Kailish Yisroel, all the people of Israel, all the men of Israel. Then there's also Tapchem, Nesheichem, your children, your wives, Vegercho Asher Bekerev Machanecho, the Geir in your midst. Now here's the critical part. Mechoitev etzecho ad shoyev meimecho. From the wood chopper down to the water drawer. Why are you all assembled? La'ovrocho bebris Hashem alekecho v'olosait. In order to enter you into the bris, the covenant of Hashem your God, u'v'olosoi, and his shvue, his oath, asher Hashem alekecho, which Hashem is making with you today. What is this wood chopper and water drawer? So Rashi explains, melamed, and this word is important, melamed, the Pasuk teaches us, that people of Canaan came in the days of Moshe, as they came, Kederech Shabo Givoinim b'mei Yehoshua. These Canaanim came, his Gair, to become Gairim in Moshe Rabbeinu's days, in the, just like the people from Givoin came in the days of Yehoshua. V'zehu ha'omer b'givoinim, and this is the meaning of the Pasuk, which says concerning those Givoinim, Vayasu gam heimo b'ormo. And they too acted with trickery. What do you mean they too? So someone must have done it before them. Who was it? It was these people from Canaan who came to Moshe Rabbeinu. So now it's happening again, this time with trickery. Unestono Moshe Rabbeinu made them choit ve'etim v'shoyev ve'imayim, wood choppers and water drawers. So when Moshe Rabbeinu tells the people, all of you are assembled today, everybody, then he says, your wood choppers and your water drawers, this refers to those people of the Canaanim who Moshe had appointed in those roles. What is this story with Yehoshua? So we'll look at the Parsha, Perek Tes, Pasuk Dalet. It's Dalet all the way through till about Chof. But I have here from Dalet until Tes Vov, from Pasuk 4 till about 15. We'll look at the English. I have the original Hebrew, because Oitzias Machkimis, the original text makes you wise. So the story is that the people from Givoin in Eretz Yisrael, they came, they resorted to cunning and trickery, they disguised. What is their disguise? The disguise is that they took worn out sacks. They made themselves look like they're coming from far, far away. Their clothes, the food and drink that they brought. They carried on in Pasuk, hey, describing all the clothes that they were wearing, which made them look like they were traveling from far away, and how the food looked like it was old. So they come to Yeshua and they said, so we're coming from a distant land and we'd like that you to make a brit, a pact with us. Now, of course, had Yeshua known that they're coming from a local place, he would not make a pact with them. They were not allowed to make a pact with them. But they tricked him and said that they're coming from outside the country, from far away. So Yeshua said to these people, wait a minute. We can't make a pact with you. How do we know that you're coming from far away? Well, they ducked and they said, we'll be your subject. But Yeshua persisted and said, who are you? Where do you come from? So they said, we have come from a very distant country because of the fame of Hashem, your God. We heard the report of all the miracles that he did in Mitzrayim, all that he did to the two kings of Amori, on the other side of the Yarden, King Sichon, King Oig. So we heard of all that, so we want to make a pact with you. So our elders instructed us to take along provisions and to go to these people, the Eden, and say, we'll be your subject, let's make a pact. And they start describing how when they left, everything was fresh and nice, their clothes and their food. And now it's all worn out because of the long trip. And the people were taken in because of their food and their drink. They didn't inquire of Hashem, like Urim V'Tumim, whether they should accept them or not. But Yeshua made a pact with them that their lives would be spared. And they swore to them that they wouldn't harm them. That's the story in Yehoshua. Now, this is what Rashi is saying based on a Medrash Tanchuma, that these woodchoppers and water drawers are people who preceded these Givoinim. The Givoinim came when they had already crossed the Jordan into Eretz Yisrael, and then they tricked Yeshua. These people, the woodchoppers, the water drawers, came earlier, before the Yidden came into Eretz Yisrael, while Moshe Rabbeinu was still leading them. They came in order to be Megayer. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't accept them as regular Gerim. Why not? There's a lot of discussion whether Moshe Rabbeinu would have been allowed to accept them as full-fledged Gerim, being that they are the inhabitants of the seven, they are from the seven nations who are the inhabitants of what became Eretz Yisrael. So there's much discussion. Bottom line, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't accept them as regular Gerim. He accepted them as servants. He appointed them woodchoppers, water drawers. That's who the Pasuk is referring to. Now, the Rebbe asked several questions on this Rashi. First of all, Rebbe says, Rashi does not say quite what the Medrash Tanchum said. And the Medrash Tanchum is clear that Moshe Rabbeinu did not accept them. But from the fact that Rashi omits this, he adds the word that they came to his Gair to become Gairim. And he omits what Rashi says that Moshe Rabbeinu did not accept them as it said in Tanchuma. So that seems to say that Rashi holds that according to Pshuto Shel Mikra, Moshe Rabbeinu did accept them. And they did become Gairim. But according to that, we have a question of how do we know in Pshuto Shel Mikra, how does Rashi know that Moshe Rabbeinu accepted them as Gairim? It would seem on the contrary. Just as Rashi's proof that these are a separate category from the fact these woodchoppers and water drawers are in a separate category from the rest of Klal Yisroel, from the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu separates them from Kol Ish Yisroel, so too, it would seem that they're not included among the Geir Asher Bikirbecho, among the Geirim in your midst, because they're separated from that category too. In fact, they would seem to be part of the Geirim because the Pasuk uses the same expression in plural. For the first several categories, the heads, plural, of your tribes, plural, your elders, plural, when it comes to the Geir, it switches to the singular, the Geir Cho Asher Beker Machanecho, the Geir in your midst. And that same singular is also used for the woodchopper and water drawer in the singular. So it would seem to be that they should belong to that category of Geircha, but then why does the Moshe Rabbeinu separate them into a category for themselves? Furthermore, the expression from this to that, Mechoy Tevetecho Ad, implies that we're specifying a subcategory of that which came before. And the Rebbe proves it from several places, like, for example, in the story of Makas Bechoiros, the plague of the firstborn in Mitzrayim. It says over there that Hashem struck every first... Oh. Second of all, what does Rashi mean when he writes Melamed? This pasuk teaches us that Kenanim came to Mimegayer. Why not just say, Choyte Betecho, these are the Kenanim who came in Moshe Rabbeinu's days. Third of all, why does Rashi quote, when he quotes the pasuk from Yehoshua about the Givoinim, Rashi doesn't stop after the words which prove his point. The words which prove his point are Vayasu Gam Hema. They too, the Givoinim too, did whatever they did. So that implies that someone had done it before him, which is in the days of Moshe. That's the proof. So why does Rashi quote the word be'ormo, that they came with trickery, since it's not relevant to his proof? And the Rebbe explains. In Pshuta Shal Mikro, it's clear that Choytev Iztecho and Shoyev Meimecho would seem to be part of the Jewish people because, after all, they're all gathered and assembled in order to enter into a bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What the bris? About keeping the Torah and its mitzvahs. Were they separate from Klal Yisrael? Then they are not responsible to keep Torah and mitzvahs. So why would they be part of the bris? Therefore, it's logical to say that they belong to the category of Gerim. Why Gerim? First of all, we see that the Pasuk uses the same singular expression about Gercho, your Ger, Asher Bikirbecho, in your midst, and the same singular expression from the wood chopper and the water drawer, not wood choppers. At the beginning, Moshe Rabbeinu says, you're all assembled today, the heads, plural, of your tribes, your elders, plural, etc., Koel Ish Yisroel, and then Tapchem, your children, plural, your wives, plural. When it comes to the Gerim, it switches to the singular. Since the woodchopper and the water drawer are also written in the singular, it would make sense that they belong to that category. Also, from the expression, from the water chopper till the wood chopper, till the water drawer, that expression implies that they are a subcategory of what came before. And the Rebbe proves that this is what the expression means from elsewhere. And for example, the Rebbe brings the story of Makas Bechoides, the plague of the firstborn in Egypt, where it says that Hashem struck all the firstborn, from the firstborn of Paroi, who sat on his throne, till the firstborn of Ashivcho, a maidservant, Ad Bechoir Ashivcho. So these are details of Kol Bechoir, every firstborn. And it brings other proofs. So it would seem that they are a subcategory of that which came just before, which are the Gerim. So they're not outside of the nation, being servants, nor are they part of what came before, otherwise why separate them into another category? The fact that they had the job of woodcutters or water drawers doesn't make them belong to some separate category. So we must say that even within the category of Gerim, they're also in a separate category from Gerecho Asher Bekerev Machanechav, the Ger in your midst. And it would seem, since we didn't have this category before, it would seem that this new category arose just previous to Moshe Rabbeinu's gathering the people. Because if not, then we should have found earlier some reference to this category and what the law with regarding them is. Therefore, Rashi says, since we find elsewhere in Tanakh a special category of Gerim in Yehoshua, so it's logical that this separate category of woodchoppers, water drawers in the days of Moshe were like that category which we find in Yehoshua. So the reason that they became Gerim was for the same or similar reason to why the people became Gerim in the days of Yehoshua. In the days of Yeshua, Eden had already entered the land and they were about to conquer the area where these Givonim live. And that prompted the Givonim to disguise themselves and want to make a pact with Eden. In the case of Moshe, it was an earlier trigger, since Moshe Rabbeinu was now standing just opposite the Jordan about to cross into Eretz Yisrael. So that prompted some of these Canaanim to come make a breeze. So this is a new category which just arose. It didn't exist before. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu separates them from all the rest. But the Rebbe, not so smooth. After all, what difference does it make why they were Megahed, why they became Gedim? After all, they Gedim. So why count them separate from the Gedicho? And therefore, Rashi says at the beginning, in the first word of his commentary, Melamed Shebo Knanim Lizgayer. The Pasuk is teaching us that the Knanim came to be Megayel like the Givonim came in the days of Yeshua. Meaning, the fact that Torah separates them into a separate category is meant to teach us that there were such people. And the Rebbe adds, there are many things which Torah tells us in a way of an allusion, a hint. And so here the Torah is telling us what happened, that the Canaanim were starting to panic and they're coming to be Megayah. According to that, it comes out that a whole story that happened in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, when they're about to enter the land, that the Canaanim came and were Megayah, that whole story is packed into four words. Wood chopper, the water drawers. So that's difficult to say. Therefore, Rashi says, we find this already in Sefer Yehoshua. It alludes to them by saying that the Givonim also came. What's the also? That tells us that there was such an incident in the days of Moshe, before Yehoshua. In fact, what happened with Yehoshua is that when he discovered the trick, he berated them, and because they had already sworn to spare them, they had to keep their oath. But Yehoshua said, from now on, henceforth, you will always be woodchoppers and water drawers and servants to Bnei Yisrael and not regular citizens. So since we see the woodchoppers and water drawers in Yehoshua, and it says over there that they too did that, which implied that it happened in the days of Moshe, so we understand that when we find woodchoppers and water drawers, when Moshe Rabbeinu is talking, we understand that it's a similar incident that happened in the case of Moshe. But in the story of Yehoshua, we find that the people murmured and quarreled with Yehoshua. Why do you accept them? And the people ganged up on the leaders who had allowed the Givonim to make a pact. Now, if, as we're saying, that Moshe Rabbeinu already accepted the Canaanim, so why do they have any complaints to the leaders? It already happened before they saw that Moshe Rabbeinu did it. And whatever the people thought, why didn't the leaders say, we took our cue from Moshe Rabbeinu, who also accepted the Canaanim? How can we say that Moshe Rabbeinu did it and it was unknown in the days of Yeshua? In order to answer this, Rashi says, Rashi quotes the one word after Bayasu Gamhema, they too acted that way. Rashi adds the word Ba'ormo, with trickery, with deceit. But in the days of Moshe, the Canaanim didn't come with deceit. They came to be Megayer, straight up. So we cannot learn from the incident of Moshe that it was the proper thing to do for the Givonim in the days of Yeshua, to accept them. So they couldn't defend themselves by saying, Moshe Rabbeinu already did it. That's not what he did. There they came straight to be Megayer, so Moshe accepted them. That's all in the Pshuto Shel Mikra. We know that Rashi contains also the wine of Torah, Pnimius HaTorah. So what is it in this case that we learn in Avodas Hashem according to Pnimius HaTorah from this Rashi? Says the Rebbe, the Alter Rebbe had a comment on this pasuk. From the woodchoppers, so that understands the word eitzecha as the plural of eitz, a tree, wood. But eitzecha can also mean a plural of eitzo, a plan. And the Alter Rebbe, in a pun on these words, said, b'choyte beitzecha is the way in Avodas Hashem that we have to chop out all the many plans and schemes that we have, rabois machshavos belevish, many other thoughts in the heart of man. So we have to get rid of that craftiness. Shoyev meimecho, the water drawers, also a lesson. Water, juiciness or moisture is always a sign of pleasure. As the phrase goes, mayim matzmichim kol minei tainug, moisture produces all sorts of pleasure and delight. So the idea is, shoye memecha, we have to draw off this delight in Gashmi's things which we are attracted to because they're so pleasant, tantalizing, juicy. That's the Alter Rebbe's comment. Now, says the Rebbe, one might argue such an avoda of getting rid of one's plans and schemes is okay for the category of Yisochor, those who spend their lives in the tent of Torah and Avodas Hashem. They don't have to do with the commercial world. They spend their days in Torah Tefillah, so they don't need, they're okay to get rid of all their thoughts and plans and craftiness. But a businessman, someone who spends his life in the commercial world, Zvulun, who unlike Yisochar represents the Jew who is engaged in commercial enterprise, how can he do that? What do you mean? He's going to live without schemes and plans? And he's going to live without any interest in enjoyment of the physical pleasures? That's not the way of the world. That's not the way you do business. Therefore, in order to answer that argument, Rashi instructs us, Melamed Shabo Knanim Lizgayer. The Pasuk is teaching us that Knanim came to be Megayer in the days of Moshe. What's Knanim? So we always understand Knanim as the people of Canaan, the land of Canaan. Knanim are the inhabitants of Canaan. But we find in Nach that Knanim, we also find it in Chumash, that the Kanani is a merchant. In the case of Yehuda, who married Bast Ish Kanani, the daughter of a merchantman. A Kanani is a merchant. So we see that the merchant came to Moshe Rabbeinu and he made them the choppers of skeins and the drawers of the water. So it's not only an avoider for those steeped in Torah constantly. Okay, that's the one thing, that's the Malamed, that was the teaching us. Now, perhaps someone will continue to argue. That's a very difficult avoid it, a very hard job to reach such a high level that even in his physical affairs, in his commercial affairs, he's also going to just rely on Hashem. How do I reach that? So to answer that argument, said the Rebbe, Rashi continues that Moshe Rabbeinu took these Canaanites, these merchants, and he made them, Moshe Rabbeinu made them choppers of ideas, schemes, and drawers of the waters of pleasure. Meaning that the power to do this comes from the fact that every Yid has within him a spark of Moshe Rabbeinu. As the Gemara says in Brochas, that Moshe Rabbeinu said to the people, now Israel, what does Hashem ask of you except to fear him, to follow in his ways, etc., etc. Said the Gemara, is it so simple that Moshe said to the people, what does Hashem ask of you? To fear Hashem, to keep all his mitzvahs. Is it so simple? The Gemara answered, yes, for Moshe Rabbeinu it's a simple matter. But the question remains that Moshe is talking to the people. He's saying, what does Hashem ask of you? And the Rebbe explains in Tanya, in Perek Mem Beis, that what the Gemara is answering, that with respect to the Moshe Rabbeinu within each of us, it is a simple matter. We have to reveal that spark of Moshe within us. But for that Moshe within us, it is indeed a simple matter to fear Hashem, to keep his mitzvahs. Likewise over here, when the Rashi said that Moshe Rabbeinu made the Kananim choppers of Eto, of skeins and drawers of water, it means that the Moshe within us is what empowers us to live up to that high standard of Avodas Hashem.